Amen. Praise the Lord, your saints.
Amen.
Well, last week, Phil covered with us messages 39 and 40 in our life study Galatians.
Right.
And we got into the matter of two manners of walking by the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And this particular message this morning is more or less a continuation of those two messages. We see walking by the Spirit, but it's for one purpose. And if you read through message, like study message 41, you were able to realize all of the practical ways that we can experience Christ by walking by the Spirit in order to live Christ. So this is the purpose of walking by the Spirit. This is the one issue, to live Christ. So in this portion, we saw that there really there's an economy in the Old Testament and an economy in the New Testament. The economy in the Old Testament was the law. And the Galatian believers, the churches in Galatia, when they were contacted by Paul, they needed to be brought back to Christ because they had been deceived. They had been distracted by the Judaizers who came in to keep them in the law and upholding the law. Its traditions, its laws, and its practices.
Right.
So today, we can also fall prey to that by inventing our own laws and living according to scriptural teachings, according to our own morals and ethics, according to culture or religious teachings. But now we're in the New Testament economy.
Amen.
Is Christ himself.
Amen.
He is our reality.
Amen.
Right? He is the fulfillment of God's economy.
Amen.
He realized and lived out in us today.
Amen.
For the fulfillment of his purpose.
Amen.
So he is our reality.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the New Testament economy.
Amen.
Well, many believers may have a sort of a hidden love for the law. Right. And this would really occupy and really distract us and keep us from experiencing and gaining Christ.
Right.
Enjoying him as the bountiful supply in our spirit.
Amen.
So we don't want to have any kind of hidden love for the law.
Yeah.
But if we get distracted, and we do every day, we enjoy the Lord in the morning. He is our feast. He is our portion. His word nourishes us, strengthens us, and supplies us with all that he is.
Right.
Amen.
But what happens when we go to the breakfast table? Or when we maybe even call a brother or sister? Or we're just going about our day to go to the campus, to go to work, whatever it might be. We get very easily occupied. And even our dear brother Lee, he realized that he could be very distracted and occupied after enjoying Christ to the uttermost in his spirit in the morning.
Amen.
But I appreciate very much such a testimony of his experience.
Yeah.
We can come back.
Amen.
But we have to sort of build up this kind of daily living.
Amen.
In our enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
And not be distracted, not be deterred, not be hindered through the experiences of Christ and all that he is and his unsearchable riches to us.
Amen.
He could be the continual supply to us.
Right. Amen.
In every environment.
Amen.
Any circumstance.
Amen.
He is the one reality of all.
Amen.
We're going to be getting into this portion in the vision of Christ in our Holy Word for Morning Bible after the break this morning.
Amen.
And I hope the saints have really prepared something concerning the vision of Christ, because he is so precious.
Amen.
He is so real.
Amen.
What a Christ we have, saints.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, I'd just like to maybe cover these four kinds of laws. And then there were 12 points in this life study. And we don't want to go through all of them. I just want to give time for Brother Tom to get into and share with us message 42.
Amen.
But the first kind of law was living by ethical teachings.
Right.
And these really, really occupy us. We see this in Christianity. Now, even in with the unbelievers, they might live according to this kind of practice in their daily living. This is not Christ.
Right.
Two, according to biblical principles learned from studying the scriptures.
Right.
Three, according to laws we ourselves have made, which may be very difficult to change due to laws becoming a daily habit.
Right.
And then there's the law of the inner life, where we try without Christ to deal with the flesh or deny the self.
Right.
Yeah. Many of us have this kind of experience.
Oh,
but it's just the continual exercise of the Spirit, where we're in the enjoyment of Christ.
Right.
You know, I just appreciate, you know, many of us here nowadays would have to know how to type. And learning how to type might be difficult for us when you first begin. It was for me. I was in junior high school. I took one semester of it, and the teacher came up to me and said, this isn't the class for you. So I had such a difficult time learning where the keys were. But eventually I took typing again when I got into high school. Get a practice. Eventually I didn't have to think about where the keys on the keyboard were. I just knew my fingers just would hit the key and I'd be able to spell out a word.
Right.
So this should be very dynamic and very spontaneous to us.
Amen.
In our enjoyment of Christ. How do we do this? Calling on his dear precious name.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
When we practice this kind of calling, this kind of breathing, saints, we get the very reality of the person that Christ is to us.
Amen.
He becomes our person. We breathe him in as the holy breath of life.
Amen.
And he is the water of life to us.
Amen.
He is the bread of life.
Amen.
To meet our every need.
Amen.
So we need to come out of our circumstances, whatever they may be.
Amen.
Just to be one with the Lord.
Amen.
And calling on his name.
Amen.
He is the Spirit.
Amen.
Now the Lord is the Spirit.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's freedom. Amen. So now he is coming into our spirit. He's supplying the Spirit, according to Galatians chapter 3. God is supplying the Spirit to you. Not he has supplied. He is supplying.
Amen.
This is a
Amen.
Continual experience.
Amen.
Continual enjoyment for our reality. To be everything to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I want to read this one paragraph that's in this portion. Living by these four kinds of laws does not require that we pray, trust in the Lord, or depend on him.
Amen.
Our attitude may be that the Lord may sit on the throne in heaven, but we do not need him to help us live on earth. We may think that we ourselves are quite capable of living in a proper way. We can be ethical and even spiritual without Christ and without the Spirit.
Right.
Oh Lord. We may even succeed to bear the cross and crucify ourselves also without Christ. Nevertheless, in doing all these things, we are not living according to Christ, but according
Amen.
To certain of the laws I have mentioned. Mm-hmm. Oh, may the Lord cover us with his mercy, saints.
Amen.
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 Well, in chapter 1 of Galatians, we see there's really a change of economy. I was really impressed
right.
with this point.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul said that when it pleased God to reveal his Son in me, the Son of God was revealed in Paul and into him.
Amen.
Entering into Paul to become a living, organic union in him.
Amen.
Just as he has in us.
Right.
It pleased God to reveal his Son in me.
Amen.
Amen.
In me.
This pleases God.
Amen.
His Son is not only being revealed in us, he's also living in himself
right.
out of us.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is how we touch him. And we can minister him as our enjoyment into one another.
Amen.
Be one another's enjoyment.
Amen.
For their portion.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good.
And then there's the matter of being dead to the law. Paul said, I think it's in Galatians chapter 2:19, for I through law have died to law that I might live to God.
Amen.
I am crucified with Christ.
Amen.
No longer I who live, it is Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
Right.
So Paul was dead to the law.
Amen.
That he could live to God.
Amen.
We are crucified with Christ.
Amen.
He could be everything to us.
Amen.
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 Amen.